Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 579, Reset Erikibu, recorded live on April 25th, 2017. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And welcome back to another fine week of Halo, or in some aspects, maybe not such a fine week. There's a little bit of sad news, but a little bit of good news as well, and a little bit of some interesting news this week regarding Halo 5 and Halo Wars 2 and HCS. But let's just go ahead and jump into the bad news, which some people may have realized that the latest DLC isn't out yet for Halo Wars 2. Yeah, some people have maybe noticed.
They had a pretty major bug with it.
Yeah. So big, in fact, that multiple people have had to come out and apologize for it from 343.
What had happened is somehow when the skitters would attach to another unit, they would cross map shoot enemy units through the fog of war. So
I say that's a pretty big bug.
Yeah, that's a pretty big bug. You know, they would attack units, you know, they could be at your base and they would attack units at the enemy's base. So yeah, not good.
OP.
That would have got them in a lot of trouble if they let that one out.
Yeah. It's those kind of things where you have to give 343 a little bit of slack and be like, yeah, it's probably a good thing they didn't release that, even though it's behind schedule.
You know, for stuff like that, I can wait.
Yes. Agreed.
because that just makes it no fun for anybody.
No, it does not. Well, it'd be fun for a little bit, but it'd be very...
Yeah, until you're on the receiving end of it.
Yes, exactly. It would be interesting to just see that in action, though, just a few times. And then it's like, oh, okay, let's get out the right thing and get out the fixed thing.
Well, luckily they didn't release it and we can have it fixed when it releases.
Yay. They're slated to still release it this week. Hopefully. As long as they get that bug figured out. But people are... We're making a little fuss about it, so I think did Frankie even come out and post it? I think someone high up came out and made a post about it. Maybe just
honestly, sketch. I haven't seen any posts on it, but I've been kind of in I haven't been looking at Twitter much this week.
Okay,
you know, I've been distracted with like job.
That would be a good excuse to get distracted by something for.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Pin said Sketch on Waypoint made a post about it.
Like I said, I'm glad they found the bug before they launched it and they delayed the launch, so they pissed off a lot less people than if they'd launched it.
Right. I think we can survive a few days without a DLC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now I can't wait to hear about the DLC for campaign whenever they choose to release that.
Yes. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm hoping next month.
3 months after makes sense.
You know, that gives everybody plenty of time to grind through the standard campaign.
And get achievements, which I still need to go back and play through the campaign.
Yeah, I need to make my legendary run and get all the collectibles.
Me too. Gotta get streaming again too. So, yeah, that was the first thing on the list for tonight. Just letting everybody know that it's not here yet, but it's still planning on being on the way. Can't do much else about it for now. In the meantime, though, we did have the colony cards get released on the latest community update, along with a couple of achievements that are coming with the update as well. So there's two new achievements. The first one is called Hunter Hunted. Use Hunter Captain's Taunt ability 50 times, and then Turrets Everywhere. Attach 50 skitters to squads.
Skitterers.
Skitterers. That's an interesting word. Skitterers.
Yeah.
Skitterers.
I can see that getting screwed up a lot.
Just imagine when they came up with the word, how many times people probably flubbed on speaking it in meetings or whatever.
Yeah, that would be that'd be a hard one to come up with.
And there are 8 colony cards. There is Goliath, which is just a huge hunter. Vehicle symbiotes. This is it boosts the armor and weapon range of a target allied vehicles and turrets. So it's a power-up card.
Yeah, just what you need for locusts.
Oh, gosh. That's right. OP. Dang. That'll be interesting to see how that works. There's also Living Barrier, which is the wall of Ligolo that we talked about last week. Engineer Swarm, calling a swarm of engineers to heal nearby allied troops. So there's already an engineer card, but I guess this is more than just one engineer. It's going to be a swarm. There is Enduring Locust. So I think maybe just an improved locust with Ligolo worms in it, probably.
Well, it looks like it's a shield and last stand unit. So it probably... No, it would spawn in with battle fatigue, but I don't know. It definitely looks like an upgraded locust.
Yeah, I can't tell. I guess maybe that's just the fire in the background and not the worm. So yeah, maybe just an upgraded locust. There is the Scarred Hunters. Can't exactly tell what's different about those.
Probably just more health. More health, more damage.
I think we probably talked about it last week and I'm just forgetting about it. There is the Skitterer Mob. This is the skitterers that you can attach that we talked about last week to other units, the thing that's currently bugged and broken. And then there is the Hunter Captain, and this is a whopping 260 points to buy, which I think this makes it the most expensive unit.
No, not the most expensive unit. Scarab and Condor still beat it, but...
Well, except for those two. Except for the 300. So... Because the other ones is what, either Spartan Douglas or something like that, and it's 240?
Yeah, I think that's the other one.
And this one has Siphon, Shield, and Shock. So Shock, I think, is the thing whenever it deploys, it has a shockwave around, or is it when it deploys, or when it dies, it has a little shock thing around it?
Probably when it deploys. That's usually Blast is when you get that, when the unit dies.
Okay. And then the siphon, it drains health from units, enemy units. And then you have shield.
Thing I like about the Goliath is their description of them. A Goliath is two hunters in one piece of armor, is how they described it. So you have
that's
the power.
That's kind of scary.
the power and strength of a colony of Ligolo that would normally occupy two hunters in one body. And I tell you what, their chargeability looks absolutely wicked.
Yeah. The video that 343 put out a couple weeks ago. I'm telling you, man, there's a lot of stuff I think that could be done with the Ligolo in the Halo universe that hasn't quite been explored yet. And we saw part of that kind of start to manifest in Nightfall.
Yeah.
I think this is our first time really outside of the first person shooter games where we're really getting to see the Ligolo take on different
roles.
Yeah, roles, forms, something like that.
I like it. I like it when they expand on that.
Me too. I hope they expand it in either the fiction and or the games, the first person shooter games at some point.
Just think if you come across a Goliath in Halo 6.
Boss battle.
And you spawn in with a pistol.
Is it the Halo 1 pistol?
No.
Oh.
The Halo 1 pistol is not coming back other than in a rec card.
but that would mean it would be a lot harder.
Oh,
I don't get my one shot to the back pistol.
You know, I've often wondered, did Bungie just flat overlook that? Or did they put it there on purpose?
Probably partly because it was difficult to even shoot in the back in the first place. Or it kind of was, and then it wasn't.
You can shoot them in the head or in the belly or in the back, and it's an insta-kill. It's actually easier to kill them when they're charging you than when you're, you know, trying to get behind them.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I've always wondered if, you know, if that was intentional or not.
That's a good question. I would assume the answer is out there somewhere. Can't imagine it's gone on this long without being asked. But I'm kind of with you, Eric Boo. I would kind of lean towards the side of things where it wasn't intentional.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it wasn't intentional. But yeah, there's always that question.
Yes.
Did they put it in there to make you feel utterly stupid for battling them the hard way? And then you find out this cheap trick to kill hunters?
Who knows, man?
You know, because you know, Bungie is, they're a little different.
A little bit. I don't know.
They have strange sense of humors.
This is true. I don't know. It could be anything. But probably was just something that was overlooked.
Yeah. Most likely.
Okay. We're already kind of in last week's update talking about Colony, so we're just going to go through the rest of it. Envoy is out as of today, so you can pick up that book over at Amazon. If you need a little quick link to get there, podtackler.com/envoy will take you straight to the Amazon page where you can get the book either in physical form, paperback, or you can get it via Kindle. And there's also the Audible link on that page too, right? I think there is.
I don't know.
I think so.
I bought it through the Audible app, so
I'll check real quick. Cause I think it is. Yeah, you can get it audiobook, paperback, or Kindle. There's also mass market paperback. There's two kinds of paperbacks. Interesting.
The heck's the difference? I said, what the heck's the difference?
I don't know.
You know, a paperback's a paperback. The funny thing is there are already six out there for used.
Yeah. I think it must be. Wait, hang on. Why is this? Oh, the mass market paperback is not coming out until June 27th. That's interesting. Ooh. Although it is almost half price, the normal book.
Yeah, the Audible book is, if I remember right, right at $20.
Okay.
Then 19, and it's 19 something, if I remember right.
The paperback is 17. The mass market paperback is 10. And then the Kindle is 12.
Or if you want to sign up for your 30-day free trial on Audible, you can get it for free.
Yeah. Get it for free.
Just don't forget to cancel.
Right. So anyways, we diverted a little bit, but you can get it on Amazon today. I'm assuming the paperback maybe has a little bit different finish, because I know Last Light and New Blood, I guess, have that matte finish. And maybe the mass market isn't that matte finish. I don't know.
It's possible.
Yo no sé. You can buy it now over on Amazon, so go ahead and do that. Accompanying the release of Envoy was a little audio kind of podcast type of thing that Grim Brother One actually did with a couple of the franchise writers from 343, Jeremy and Tiffany O'Brien. It's called Halo Novels 101. You have to get it through the update, the Fog of War community update, because the video's listed is unlisted on YouTube. It's about 24 minutes long, and they discuss some of the things regarding how they find authors to write in the universe, where do they find places in the universe to write about, how the books tie in with the other fiction of the universe, like the games and all that kind of stuff. So it's a nice quick listen to. Even though it's a YouTube video, there's nothing really to watch. It's just an audio experience. But you can go over and check that out. Did you get a chance to listen to it, GT?
No, I have not.
So I was trying to listen to it as I was preparing for the podcast, but I only caught tidbits, so I didn't get too many details into it. But they did talk about how they found people like Tobias Buckle and Greg Bear, and they also brought up the question of how do they read the books, whether it's by release order or by fictional timeline order, that kind of stuff. It was an enjoyable listen. I think anyone who's interested in the external fiction with the books would definitely find interest in listening to it.
I tend to like listening to them in, well, as close to canonical order as possible. The books do overlap a lot, especially the early ones. You know, like the Cole Protocol kind of overlaps with Fall of Reach and First Strike and Contact Heart. Well, not really Contact Harvest, but anyway. But, you know, it kind of intermixes between them. So,
yes, there's some crossover, and even with the games, with Fall of Reach and, or sorry, not Fall of Reach. Well, kind of Halo Reach. The Flood has some crossover. You have New Blood that has some crossover with ODST, and not technically a crossover, but the Greg Bear trilogy, the 400 trilogy, directly feeding into Halo 4 is kind of crossover ish.
Well, I mean, as far as the books themselves.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, you know, they all overlap the games. Well, most of them overlap the games in one way or another, or at least they, you know, play a part in the games. But I generally do Contact Harvest, then Cold Protocol, and then Fall of Reach, even though Cold Protocol takes place about three quarters of the way through Fall of Reach. The Cold Protocol follows the story. You know, there's, was it a Gray Team, which, you know, these are, you know, fully developed Spartan twos. So it really kind of fits towards the end of Reach, but it also has the backstory for, or it has some story for Captain Keyes that kind of makes Fall of Reach makes a little bit more sense. So it just you would have to get it all in chronological order, you would have to cut and paste, I think, like four books together to get it to actually make sense.
Gotcha. Pence was also saying Halo Fractures crosses over some of the other novels too.
Oh yeah.
There is a list of the books that are currently out that they also put on, which I didn't know we were up to this many, but with the release of Envoy, we have 22 books.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of books.
And I have all of them on my phone with the exception of Evolutions. I still need to get, I haven't purchased Evolutions. Well, I have a copy of Evolutions in a CD audiobook, but getting it put on my phone is proven to be a real challenge. The problem is most of the chapters aren't named on the CDs, so my computer has a hard time getting them sorted right. I'll have to go in and manually do one CD at a time to get them in there in the correct order.
Hopefully it doesn't take too long.
Or I'll just buy it through Audible.
That's what, another 12 bucks? That might
be what happens. Yeah. I mean, I don't have that much invested in the CDs. I think I've spent $6 on the CDs, so, you know, it's not like it's going to be a huge loss.
Yeah. I have everything, I think, from Cryptum up through the latest book. I don't think I have the prior seven, just because I've been trying to kind of go slow as far as buying all of the Kindle books, but I'm pretty close.
Yeah, I have all the books, and I have all but one of the books on my phone.
Nice. Are you talking actual Kindle books, or are you talking about audiobooks?
Audiobooks.
Okay, got it. So yeah, you got the audiobooks, I got the Kindle books.
The police tend to yell at me when I'm reading my phone as I'm driving down the road. They don't like that.
True. Do the Audible books come with Kindle versions, or is it just the audiobook?
It's just an audiobook.
That kind of sucks that you have to pay double. It'd be nice if you could buy like a pack where you can have, like, you know how with the Blu-rays you can buy the disc, but you also get like the digital download with it. It'd be nice if you could have some kind of pack deal where you can buy the book, but if you pay this extra amount, you get with it a code to do the digital book and the audiobook for like a bundled discounted rate. Just a random thought. Going down to the next item on the update, the last crate for this year is now available. We mentioned this last week. It is the Reach one. How was it? Remember Reach or something like that?
Memories of Reach.
Memories of Reach. The Fall of Reach. The Fall of Reach. I just pulled up the page. something Reach. Anyways, that is up for order now. I think this is the first time where I've seen on their website where they said limited quantities available. So I'm not sure if they're kind of pulling back on how many extra crates that they have. So if you're interested in getting the crate, you might want to hop on that opportunity just in case. They are going to be sending out the crates a little bit early this time as well. You still have until the 15th of June to order the crate, as long as supplies last. But they actually put out a tweet earlier this week, or maybe late last week, saying that they were actually going to start shipping the crates at the end of May. So you'll still have time to order it, but people will be getting their crates early, which that's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
Means they already have a lot of that stuff figured out and planned, which I think is okay. So if you want to get on that, you can head on over to lootcrate.com/podtacular and then use podtacular at checkout to get $3 off your crate. Some good stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
So just for people who don't or are not on the stream right now and haven't watched, Pins just posted a link to a Google Sheets that is ordering all of the Halo publications in chronological order. And he's broken down all the comics, all of the books, even some of the books that have like the partial stories, and he's broken down like Primordium, The Fall of Reach, into their own sections. This thing is incredible, Pins. It's 216 lines of ordering things. That how long did that take you? I might have to post this as an article on Podtacular. This is impressive, dude. Heck, you should post this on Waypoint or in the Halo Story subreddit. Just amazing, dude. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
In addition with the Colony update, we also have some Waypoint and Halo app updates coming. The long-requested leaderboards is going to be coming as part of the stats package. So that will come with the Colony update when it drops for the website and the Halo app. So in addition to some of the tabs that you would normally see on your stats, where you would have service record, game history, and all that stuff, you now have a leaderboards tab that you can go through. And I think you can sort that by whether it's Xbox One or PC, and you can rank it by playlist. I don't see from the pictures if you can sort it by your friends or global. I'm looking. Maybe you can do that in game, but all I'm seeing is you're able to filter it out by platform, season, and game mode. It'd be cool if they actually implemented that for doing it for your friends list, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a bit, little bit more useful. Because if you're just doing global leaderboard, I don't think it's going to really help most people out. Unless, I think the only people that it would really help out is the competitive people that are really into the multiplayer. That's just my two cents on it.
I like the gamer tag here at the top of the list. Yeah.
Storm hacks. Oh, wait, the top of the list. Oh, sorry. I was looking at the profile from the picture. Yeah, that's interesting.
141 wins, 23 losses. Favorite leader is Consano.
I wonder how he has a higher CSR ranking than RTS Yodaviz, who has 272 wins and 62 losses, and then RTS Minstrel, which has 271. Well, okay, that one makes sense. He has a lot more off. But anyways.
It's probably, if it's true numbers, it's probably how much he wins by attributes to that. You know, how fast he kills the enemy, how many units are killed, things like that.
Okay.
You know, how many units, how many buildings.
Fair point.
If it's a real list.
I think that could feasibly be a real list.
It might
be. Yeah. I can see that being a real list. The one below it's not because this is the dev account, but yeah, the one above definitely looks like a real list. Community Spotlight has a couple of things in it. There is a story of someone who started playing off of Halo in their parents' trailer, and they used it to like play Halo and whatnot. But there's someone who was actually diagnosed with terminal cancer, or diagnosed with cancer, and then it was he was announced like terminal and has like 6 months to live. So they brought out Xboxes and had another like classic LAN party for this person. And that's kind of an awesome thing to see, that even in like this day and age, you still have a local group of people that you can get together with and play LAN Halo, and even get united under something like that. Is, I'm not sure how otherwise to say that, but as bad as cancer, but be able to use that to come together and do something pretty awesome.
It's awesome that they did that.
It kind of sucks to hear that it's terminal cancer. He had to have several rounds of chemo and removal of his stomach and portions of his esophagus. That just seems really rough. Just can't be the good classic LAN.
Yep. Lots of fun. Lots of shoulder punching.
Lots of teabagging.
Lots of teabagging.
Virtually.
Lots of name calling.
Yep. Lots of staring across the room.
A lot of fingers flying.
Certainly. Another cool thing in the community spotlight is a Rube Goldberg machine that was created by Unsorted Gaming. And this thing is pretty crazy.
And I like that they did the Rube Goldberg machine in a traditional manner. They found the most complicated way to do the simplest thing.
Hit a button.
Well, no, it turns on the TV. That's it. Takes 5 minutes, but it turns on the TV.
It does. I kind of want to make one now, too. Like, that's just the mechanics of how simple they kind of made it.
Yeah, you know, what's really surprised me is this is the first one that I've seen in Halo 5.
Me too, actually.
With all the scripting and customization that you can do in Halo 5, that is just, that's awesome.
And even with this, there's not much scripting that goes into this.
Yeah.
You have some physics stuff with pivots and whatnot that there is in here, but the only scripts that are in here is one that starts it off, one that resets the course, I guess, or the machine, resets the machine, and then the button that turns on the TV. Other than that, everything else is just Halo physics.
Yeah.
Do you remember those marble machines?
Yeah.
I kind of want to make one of those now because of this video. That's just an endless marble machine. I think that'd be so cool.
I mean, these type of videos is how I found Green Skull, because he was featuring these on his YouTube.
Yeah. Green's Machines. That's what they were called back in the day. Or his video series, I guess.
Yeah.
Check it out. The full video is linked in the Fog of War community update. And it's probably been on Twitter and Reddit. So you can probably find it in quite a few places already. That wraps it up for the update. There have been a couple of additional HCS updates to go over. First off is going to be the summer preview version 2. So this is kind of an update to the last HCS preview article that they had. This is the weapon and map updates that they were talking about, where they removed the problematic weapons and they updated some of the spawn times and despawn times for some stuff. So there's a couple of new things for anyone that is HCS inclined or interested. Not too many different things, but some things to be noted. They changed the magnums starting primary rounds from the default to 60. Pro players were complaining about how little ammo you actually had, since it's only the magnum that you start with now instead of the AR. And setting it to a default from default to 60 actually doubles the amount of reserve ammo that you have. So instead of 24 extra reserve ammo, you have 48. Map by map changes. There are a couple changes to Truth, Eden, and Fathom. On Truth, they removed the Covenant Carbine on Tower 2 and replaced it with the Battle Rifle. In Eden, they added a Plasma Pistol in Security and set the respawn time to 20 seconds for the Slayer game mode only. And then in Fathom, they added the Tactical Magnums in Red and Blue Treehouse and changed the respawn to 40 seconds and the despawn to 30 seconds.
That's nice that they changed the despawn. Changed it from, you know, the 12 seconds to 30 seconds.
Ever since Halo 4, the whole despawn, not necessarily issue.
But yeah, it's an issue.
Yeah, I guess it is an issue.
I mean, I know why they did it, because they with the Xbox 360, I understand why they did it. With Halo 5, there is no excuse.
At least now they have the option in 4 to specify the despawn, so we have a lot more control over it. And granted, there's a lot more control over many, many aspects of custom games, which is awesome.
Yeah, but, you know, still in matchmaking, the fact that, well, Firefight is a perfect example. You pull out a tank, you get killed, and by the time you get back to it, it's gone. And it just poofs, disappears.
Poof. Only if we had Warzone and Customs. Oh, wait, we almost do. Tease. Another part of the HCS update is the open circuit schedule is solidified, and then there are placement comps actually going into the first LAN event, which is UMG Daytona. Starting this weekend, there is 2 placement cups. Teams can go register and learn more about the cups over at millennialesports.gg. This first weekend, April 29th and 30th, is a double elimination open tournament, best of 5 series. And then on May 6th and 7th, the weekend after, there is another double elimination open tournament, best of 5 until the grand finals, which will become a best of 7. And then the winner of that second placement cup will receive an overall 8th seed at HCS Daytona and will play in the pro groups on Friday of UMG Daytona. So whenever we were announcing the US rosters a couple of weeks ago, we announced the top 7. So they have the 7 seeds, and then this 8th seed is going to be determined by this placement cup.
Well, that's good, and it's a way to bring new blood in.
Yeah. After the UMG Daytona, there will be 4 cups. The first one will be 2 weeks after, the 27th and the 28th of May, and then the week following, the 3rd and 4th of June. And then we go into all the way to the end of June before the next one, June 24th and 25th. And then 2 weeks following is cup number 4, which will be July 8th and 9th, which that is the same time that RTX is going on. And then to wrap up the summer 2017 circuit, it'll be DreamHack Atlanta, which will be July 21st through 23rd.
Hopefully that didn't keep 343 away from RTX.
Yeah, hopefully not. Well, it's an online cup, so I don't think that would keep...
No, probably not.
Yeah, I don't think it would keep them away.
If it's online, I don't think that should affect them.
I don't think it should. Then there is the HCS Pro League. They're locking down the final details about the last chance qualifier, and then they're going to include complete information, format, dates, and all that stuff over at halo.gg. So moving on to the couple of other things to bring up before we kind of wrap things up. The Memories of Reach Rec Pack has made its return and it is available now for a limited time. They didn't specify how long it would be available, but you can work to get the rest of the Memories of Reach Rec stuff if you haven't gotten it yet. The pack is available for $9.99 with real money or 120,000 rec points. And you are guaranteed 3 permanent recs, starting with the Memories of Reach recs. And if you already have those, then you're guaranteed 3 other permanent recs that you haven't unlocked yet. And then you also get 12 ultra rare or legendary single use items. If you haven't purchased or gotten any of the Memories of Reach permanent recs yet, it takes 7 different times of getting the Memories of Reach rec pack in order to get everything for Memories of Reach. It's a grind.
So if you really, really want it, it's going to cost you 120,000 rec points and $60.
Well, 120,000 rec points, that's just for one.
I know. It's going to cost you 120,000 rec points and $60 to buy the last 6.
Well, if you have enough rec points, like probably Erikibu, that'd be 840,000 rec points.
Yeah, but Erikibu's already got it all.
I know, but in case you are someone like that.
If you're someone like that, you already have them all.
Well, so actually, I have a friend who plays Halo and doesn't play Warzone at all, so she sells all of her recs. And I think she has 1 million rec points, so if she wanted to, she could actually just buy out the entire Memories of Reach pack if she felt so inclined. 120,000 rec points or $10 for buying the Memories of Reach rec pack.
I bought one even though I don't need it.
I did too. I got half of my credits back in rec points because if you have everything unlocked, you get 20,000 rec point cards.
Yeah. I've been playing with the idea of starting over with a new account and doing my rec opening videos again, but I don't know if I want to grind it out a second time.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, if people really want to see it, let me know. And if I get enough interest, I'll start doing it. It's going to be kind of boring for a while. Bronze, 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 yes. Bronze, bronze.
So many bronzes. Well, and you wouldn't start with any boosts either to help get those up quickly.
Yeah, but you know, you still get a lot of rec points if you're playing Warzone Firefight, so you will get boosts.
True. Okay, so our little feature thing before we wrap up is something that I found on Reddit right before the podcast tonight. And Warzone is playable in customs. But it's not sort as of. Easy as you think. Yeah, sort of. There is a way, or there's, I guess, kind of a glitch or a bug or something in Halo that you can load up a Warzone map in Forge and then load up the Warzone game modes in custom games and then go back into Forge and then you can play Warzone. Let me break that down for you. So there's a couple of YouTubers that have actually already posted videos on this. And if you haven't seen them, I think there's at least 2 videos linked on Reddit, if not more. But there's this one person by the gamer tag of Lee Zenny, or L-E space Z-E-N-Y, who has put up on his file share 5 of the Warzone maps, Battle of Noctis, Skirmish at Darkstar, Array, Temple, and Prospect. And then he has 4 of the Warzone variants. So normal Warzone, Warzone Turbo, Heroic Warzone Firefight, and Warzone Assault. What you do is you first bookmark them all so you can access them with your FireShare. Then you go and load up Forge. So you go to Forge and then Build. You select Map, and then from your bookmarks, you select the map that you want to play. And then you select Play in Forge. Without touching anything else, without hitting Start, without backing out of the menu, you hit X to go to your roster. Then you go to your profile. you select A, then you go down to where it says, I think my files, you scroll over to game modes, hit A, you select the specific Warzone mode you want to play, you select it, and then you go to play in customs. Then you back out of customs, go back into Build Forge, and go down and hit start. And then you're playing Warzone Customs. And I tried this a little bit before the podcast twice, and it works. At least for Warzone Turbo, which is the one I tried. It's kind of hard playing Warzone by yourself, at least for clearing out the bases. You die quite a few times, but you have to capture all the bases and you get to destroy the enemy core.
Yeah. 1,000.
Well, it's just 1,000 because there's no other team. But that's where I want to try to get some other people in to see if we can specify teams in the customs part. So anyone that's listening in the podcast live on Twitch, if you guys want to hang around for a little bit to do one game of Warzone customs and try it out, then feel free to hit me up after we're done. But this is opens up an interesting topic, because the last time we found a glitch or a bug in Halo, 343 kind of adopted it. Remember the whole issue with the weapon pads, and you were able to get a weapon on there?
Weapon melding?
Yeah. Was that what they called it? Where you could change out the projectiles?
I don't know. That's what I call it. I don't know what they call it.
Okay. But yes. So where you could specify, or you could select the weapon on the weapon pad, but then you specify it as a different kind of weapon in one of the menus, and then you basically change out the projectiles for a particular weapon. So if anyone remembers the whole Chaos Gulch thing from Halo Custom Edition, it's basically like that, where you're just replacing projectiles and weapons. Imagine an answer or a saw that just shoots railgun shots. Anyways, 343 adopted that and took it as something that they would support. So something that a couple of people have been asking is, if 343 has supported other stuff like this in the past, would they contemplate making Warzone Customs an official thing? And if so, that could open up the door for a whole other aspect of the community, where you could have Warzone tournaments.
Yeah.
And Warzone events.
I'm sure it's been looked at. I don't know how deeply, but it would be interesting. I mean, it would be a good thing for the people out there that do have full teams of 12. It would give them something to aspire to, as far as, you know, to compete in that. So that would be good.
It would be. I could see where communities would get together and play each other.
Mm-hmm.
You could have the Halo Wheelmen go up against Ice Spiteful.
The Wheelmen and smoke him.
You think so?
Don't get me wrong. Spiteful's group's good, but I think the Halo Wheelmen would win.
What do you think, Eric Yabu? You play with Ice Spiteful. You think you got what it takes to defeat the Halo Wheelmen? Yeah, Ice Spiteful is definitely one of the power players on their squad. I don't know. We'll see what Eric Yabu says.
I think it's all of a matter of how easily they do it. You know, is it going to be 1,000-41 game? I don't think so.
Right. I just don't know if they would get... I think it would be close. Probably within 200, if not 300 points. Another thing to note about this whole custom Warzone 2 is it does affect your stats.
Yeah.
It does count into Warzone games that you play. You do consume your recs without getting
replenishment.
Yes. You don't get rec points or experience out of it because it's loaded as a custom game. You consume recs, although, as I found out earlier today, you can unlock your dailies with it. So your daily firefight and your daily Warzone, you can get those packs by playing Warzone Custom. As far as other stats and commendations go, I think it applies. I haven't investigated that closely to see whether or not it does. but with how it kind of behaves, it seems like it might. There's a lot more to figure out here. So for anyone who's not in Twitch, Confel just says we need a petition on change.org to reset Erikibu's Spartan rank. Did you get your 152 yet, Erikibu?
No!
No!
I'm pretty sure if that actually happened, Confel, that you would be maimed.
Wow, that's actually not too bad, Erikibu. He's less than a million XP away from getting his 152. That's what, a week's worth of playing for you?
That's up there.
You should reset it by 100,000 each day. I don't think that would put him back too far. So yeah, Warzone Customs. It is doable. Maybe something down the line we could see something officially supported. Who knows?
Never know.
That might make some game nights interesting, though. Or parties, getting together and doing stuff.
Yeah.
The only downside is you can't do 12 on 12 because Forge only supports 8 people. Firefight, you don't have a problem. But any other normal Warzone, like normal Warzone, Assault, or Turbo, you kind of run into a little bit of an issue. I guess it would kind of make games a little bit longer, too.
I don't know. It might not.
I'm just thinking on how long it might take to take down the... Well, I guess it might not, because if you get the bases, you're scoring points. Well, you're not killing as many Spartans, because there's not as many to kill. So it would be a little bit longer, at least.
Well, that all depends on how good the people are at defending their core.
This is true.
Because an invis and a fuel rod could take care of that really quick.
Yeah, it could.
If you were so inclined to expend the rec cards.
Hey, it gives me a reason to actually use some of the ones I have.
Erikibu would be set. You know, he's got like 4,000 of each rec card, so.
It'd be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what implications this has over time. And this is something that I know I've been touting for a while on doing custom Warzone. I brought up on the show before.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I don't know if they'll be supported in Halo 5, but you never know. We still got another year before Halo 6 comes out.
We can all hope that it would come to fruition for Halo 5. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Not too much on the news front, but enough to have a decent podcast with. So thanks everyone for tuning in. For those that are listening on the stream, if you guys want to hang around and try this Warzone custom with me, I would very much appreciate it because I want to experiment with a few things and see how it works. But for everyone else who downloaded us, thank you for listening to us. Remember, you can pick up Halo Envoy on Amazon. It's available now, or probably whatever local bookstore or retailer you have. If you go over to podtacular.com/envoy, it'll take you straight to the listing that you can get for the Kindle version, which is the ebook version, and the Audible version, the audiobook. And then we get a little cut off of it as well. Also, remember to check out Loot Crate for the last Loot Crate that has the exclusive figure. There is limited quantities, according to Loot Crate, so you want to get in while you can, if you're interested in getting the last one. It is the Fall of Reach. That is the theme. And you can head on over to lootcrate.com/podtacular and then use the code podtacular at checkout to get $3 off of your crate. Remember to check us out on our social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Discord, Twitch, all that fun stuff. We are getting some, not necessarily submissions, but people posting to our Xbox Club feed some clips. So thank you for those of you who have already posted up there. You can join our Xbox Club by just searching for Podtacular. We are the only one that's up there. And thanks to the new Xbox beta feature, we have our little logo up there.
Yay!
So you'll know it's us when you find our logo. As we mentioned last week, though, we are looking for video clips and screenshots for people to share with us, and then we can make some YouTube videos off of it, showcasing and highlighting our community and our listeners that support us. And we can make some screenshot albums, maybe to post on the website or our Facebook or Twitter, social media places, Instagram, that kind of stuff. So if you have something that you want to share with us, I know in the past we've done it through email via submissions@podtacular.com. That still works if you have any kind of story that you want to share with us or anything else Halo related. But for anything video clip related, and it doesn't have to be Halo 5, it can be Halo Wars 2, it can be the Master Chief Collection, it can be Spartan Strike, Spartan Assault, Halo Reach, anything you want to share with us that we could use to put into some kind of production, then share it on the timeline. We are looking through that, and we are pulling stuff that we find interesting to hopefully make into some kind of collage or montage down the road. Again, you can just request an invitation to the Xbox Club, and we will invite you. It's an open club. There's no restrictions or requirements in order to get in. Just search for us there and you'll be able to find us on the Xbox clubs. You can also check us out on Twitch on Friday nights when Godzilla T hosts our Fragment Fridays. And if you guys remember from our last podcast, he is looking for inputs on game maps and modes that we could play in custom games for those nights, and also looking in for input on what would encourage people to play more often, whether it's maybe try a different day, try a different time frame, maybe not as often, is it not often enough, that kind of stuff. So please reach out to Godzilla T and provide some feedback there on our customs. Otherwise, we hope that you can join us. We play on Friday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. And then we also broadcast the podcast on Tuesday nights at 9, although we may be changing that to 8:30. So we will keep you guys apprised of that change when it comes about. And also make sure you check out the podcast network. We are part of a collection of gaming-specific shows, including Guardian Radio, Critzcast, The Learning Cliff, Podcast 76, and then a couple of off-handed ones, Work in Progress and How to Murder Time. You can head on over to thepodcast.com and find all the podcasts over there, and then just let them know that we sent you. We are busily working our way towards the accommodations for our Achilles helmet. I think since the last time we recorded, we did have another tier unlock for one of the accommodations. We are still 7 completed out of 31. We are looking for people to get in on that. So if you are a part of our Spartan company and you are looking to help us out, please do so. If not, and you want to help us, then we have a few slots left still in our Spartan company, which you can go and find by going to podtacular.com/company and request an invite there, and we will let you in. That'll wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks everyone for tuning in to this episode. We will talk to you guys next time. Keep on fragging Colony until he gets here, in which case he might be fragging you.